Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. And it's going to get deep. It's going to get real deep. Going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. Going to therapy, baby. Do you understand what I'm saying when you're going to therapy for a problem that you do not want to fix? You may want to address it, but you don't want to fix it. So what do you do? How does it go? How do you feel? Is it memorexal? Is it real? We're going to do this thing until at least another hour of power until you need a shower because you're sweating and you're getting so crazy in here. It's getting hot up in this joint. Yo, I need a bed. It's Friday night and it's time to get right. I don't drink no more, but I'll let you do that shit, all right? Just don't overdo it. Let it flow like fluid into your lungs. Yo, we ain't got to do that shit. Get strong. No. We don't get too high, but we do just enough to get by, just to get by, just to get by. Shout out to my man, Talib Kweli. So that's what we're talking about tonight on the Daily Go Getemism Show, man. I missed y'all last night, but yesterday was just too much for me. I couldn't take it no more, man. It was crazy. What's going on? Emily Dunlap in the house. She's on YouTube. And also coming out on the Instagram side, so good to see you. Hold them, my pride, keep it aside. It's word. No, I let it come out, and everything is going to be all right. It's no doubt. And my brother from another Morris Hill. I said my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. What's going on, my brother? Thanks for coming on through. It's me and you. You know how we do. Yo, true. And a Cara Chamber, let me favorito. She was like, you having a show tonight, nigga? Hey, Sarah Limit, she be like, yo, you go on tonight? Yo, we ain't doing this in two nights in a row. Yo, get your shit together. Come on, stop playing, son. I got my tea ready. I see you in here talking all that old crap. It's all good. And T. Carrie Wright, always down for the night. It's always good to have you right in my sight. You feel like, and my big sister, Robbie, yesterday was your birthday. Robbie, I ain't get to shout you out, but I'm going to shout you out today. It was Robbie Rob's birthday yesterday. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. That's our queen right there. Robin Ming, happy birthday to you, man. Good to see you another year. And I hope to see you many more. And Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some you. You know that is true. You know how we are, and you know how we do. Oh, so let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get 'em is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arts Daily. Go get a business show all up in your area. I'm feeling real good. Real good. You know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, show, check it out. So, I got this piece today. You check this shit out. This is, I got a few of these shits, but this is the one I really wanted. You know, this shit is right. You see that? You see that? It's like a sun. Hold on. Stay still. It's like a sun and a lion. What y'all know about that? Y'all can't. Yo, it's that shit you can't fuck with, right? You know what I mean? It's just all right, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. I like this joint. It just came today. I ordered it a minute ago because since the mail shit was all fucked up, it was all messed up. It took a long time to get here. I was like, it ain't never coming, son. I was checking the tracking. I was checking the tracking number. They was like, we over here in Jersey. First, we was in New York, but you know, we over here in Jersey. You should have just told them you was going to come pick it up curbside, son. You know what I'm saying? It took you 3 weeks to get something that should have been here in two. You could have went up there in 2 hours and got this shit. But it's all good. Love is love. Love is love. Narcisse says, sounds like going to rehab just to take a break only to reclaim their spot. Excuse their spot under the bridge and outside Pepe Le Pew and outstink Pepe Le Pew. Well, that's one perspective of it. So let's get into it. We're talking about going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. You know, a lot of people do this. A lot of people do this, and sometimes we mistake it as having a problem that they really can't deal with, and that is part of it. You know, when you're going through an addiction, when you are battling addiction, it is a situation going on where you cannot easily fix something that's going on with you. I mean, it's really that cut and dry. But it's not something that's totally out of bounds or out of the realm of a possibility to get clean, because other people have done it and they have successfully completed drug rehab, and alcohol addiction programs. So why would one not be successful or try time and time again? Time again. Going back to rehab, time again. Rehab, time again. Yo, back to rehab, back to the, I said a rehab, time again. Yo, rehab, yo, time again. I'm checking myself back in counseling, inpatient, outpatient. Yo, I'm doing it again. I said rehab, time again. I said rehab, time again. I said a rehab, time again. Gotta check back in. Yo, and once again, my friend, yo, I'm in an outpatient, inpatient. It doesn't matter. Gotta be patient. I'm not off the drugs yet. I'm clean, 90 days clean, but it don't mean shit. You know why I don't mean shit? Because I wasn't ready to get clean. I don't give a fuck. I ain't even really say that, though. But I'm going here because I lose.
That's a real thing. You know, you go into therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. Now, you have to ask yourself, why wouldn't a person want to get clean off drugs? Why wouldn't a person want to get clean off drugs? Are you really crazy? Why wouldn't a person want to be clean? But you have to think about the reasons that they started getting high in the first place. You know, we talk about it often enough on this show. What's going on, Queen Matu Mayini Monica Davis? Queen Monica! What up, Queen Monica? Good to see me from you. That's my word. But yeah, you know, you have to think about the reasons that a person started getting high in the first place. And sometimes we easily discount the reason that a person started getting high. People start getting high because their existence with sobriety is just not fulfilling enough. I mean, it's really as simple as that. Their existence with sobriety isn't good enough. It isn't fulfilling. It was itching me in the back, yo. Okay. It was itching me. And I'm like, the back of my neck and shit. And y'all know that other one. Anyway. So when you have an issue with your sobriety, you're probably going to seek an escape from that sobriety. You're going to look for a way to get from up under the pain of your sobriety. So when you're sober, you have to deal with things like bills. Well, should I say financial issues? You have to deal with any problems, any hurts, any disappointments, any letdowns, any and feelings of ineptitude that you felt from the past. You also have to deal with people who aren't here anymore, people who didn't treat you right, loves that have been lost, just feeling like you weren't good enough, you weren't treated good enough, and that you're not good enough. And getting high helps you to either not think about that or makes you escape that by thinking that, no, that's not true. I am somebody. One of the reasons why cocaine is such a popular drug and such a reinforcing drug is because it makes you feel confident. It makes you feel good about yourself. Rappers who have sniffed coke have been some of the best rappers. The talent was already there. The talent was already there. But the ability to be able to showcase that talent and believe in the talent that they had. Look at DMX. DMX is one of the best rappers I've ever seen. That motherfucker can spit his ass off. And I'm not even just talking about on his record. If you ever saw, I remember I had a DVD, a DMX DVD. And, you know, on the DVD, you know, they kicking it with him. And he's in the studio on some of the scenes. And he's just spitting. You know, so he's dropping these rhymes. And these wasn't rhymes that were on the record. And y'all know, like, when I rhyme, I'm coming right off the head. I'm just playing around. You know, I'm not doing no written. So when I hear somebody freestyle, written or not, I'll be waiting to, you know, see if they're going to slip up. DMX ripping off these rhymes, like, they was just fluid. And it was hot shit. You know, D be spitting that crack. He smoked the crack, but he spit that crack. Like, you be thinking, like, yo, this motherfucker is funky. Like, I could listen to this motherfucker a cappella. Because he'd be digging in. And the stuff that he was talking about is relatable, even though a lot of it was thug shit and drug shit. But he's talking about stuff that kind of hits you in the heart, especially if you're a Christian and stuff like that. Because he talks about his battles and salvation. His flow was impeccable. His flow is just, and he can ride the beat. Like, yo, go in there and do that shit. A lot of that shit was cocaine induced. Like I said, the talent was his, undeniable. But his ability to be able to showcase it, a lot of it was cocaine induced.
And that's part of the reason why he can't do it again. Because then that when that in that initial cocaine run, it's why do you think Flavor Flav is probably the best hype man to ever do it? Nobody was better than Flavor Flav as a hype man. You know that, yeah, boy, you kicked the ballistas, G. See, listen, G, you got to understand, you know what I'm saying? And blah, because he just, it was the coke. It was the coke. Just made him talk shit. And he was the best. Even on his record. What the fuck was Flavor Flav talking about on his record? But I bet you was still down there. 911 is a joke. I'm lamping. Cold lamping. Like, that shit ain't, you know. Lamping just meant chilling, but, you know what I mean. That was a New York slang. They ain't say that shit nowhere else. They ain't say that shit in Philly. They ain't say that shit nowhere else. Yo, man, you know what I mean? You know, do the show, get paid and lamp. They ain't say lamping nowhere else. But you listen to Flavor Flav do it, and, you know, like, yo, I can figure out what he means by this. Just by his usage of this shit, and he made it a song that I could actually listen to. The thing about Flav is, after a while, he started getting in the way. Recently, they just kicked Flavor out the group in 2019, 2020? Like, what's the point now? Y'all ain't selling millions of records no more. Y'all a legendary group. You need Flav. Imagine PE without Flavor Flav. You can have PE without what was the DJ? Terminator X. I need Terminator X. And evidently you didn't need Professor Griff. You can survive without them. Taking that piece away, taking even those pieces, you saw that there were differences. You start seeing people's contribution, even if you didn't know what they were contributing. You knew what they subtracted from the group after they were gone. But with Flav, he was all that craziness. It was cocaine induced. Cocaine. So with DMX. DMX went to rehab multiple times, went to jail double-digit times. But the thing with DMX back then and now is he ain't ready to get clean. He don't really want to. I shouldn't say that he don't want to. But if I go by the evidence, I think that he probably wants to be clean, but he doesn't want to get clean. It's either that or he wants to get clean, but he doesn't want to be clean. You get used to being the way that you are, and you've been on drugs all of your life. It's hard to imagine a life where you don't get high. It's hard to imagine that. My brother Lawrence Sakel is all up in the house. What up, Chuck? My man Chuck Sakel all up in the house. My brother. Good to see me. Good to see me, some you. No dough. He says no coke for me. Word up. How about Pepsi? You know what I'm saying? The high fructose corn syrup is on tilt. So North Hill says, you maybe got lucky for a few good years, but there's no way back from there. From there to here. I'm proud of a relative of mine that took advantage of getting help on his employer's dime and is still clean today. That's one of the best ways to get clean. But I'm glad you brought that up, North, because that is the struggle that a lot of people have. They may want to get clean in order to keep their job, but guess what? They still want to get high. Why do you think so many people will do things in order to pass the drug test at their job, but do they do everything to pass the drug test at their job except stop getting high? I'm going to drink a whole bottle of vinegar. I ordered this shit online. They said it'll even get the drug test out of your hair follicles. Yo, man, I'm with the GNC, man, GNCX. Yo, that's where they keep all the shit, you know, where the bodybuilders can get the pills that hide your steroid abuse.
You know, you could just stop taking drugs and you could stop getting high. You know, you can still get strong and build up your testosterone without performance enhancing drugs.
But they don't want to do that. So they're not ready. So you going in and out of rehab, you keep getting caught. You keep pissing a dirty urine, or you keep going back to jail, or you keep getting caught, you keep getting fired. And you have taken advantage of all of these opportunities to correct your behavior and live a decent life. But you ain't really ready to do that. You're like, no, I like getting high. I don't see why jobs should care if I get high. And I'm not going to front. Some jobs I don't think have any business testing for drugs. Like, I don't see what difference it really makes, as long as you're not drunk. Or if you have a driving job where it would be dangerous for you to be driving under the influence, I can understand that. But, you know, customer service, housekeeping. Well, some companies test their employees for housekeeping for drugs, and some say, no, we ain't testing. We ain't gonna have nobody working for us if we test for that shit. But your income level for certain jobs can take a hit because of this. So, you know, you ain't ready. So you're going to rehab. You know, God bless my man. You know, I told y'all about him on the show. He's clean to this day, but it took so many years. It took so many tries. You couldn't tell him nothing about counseling, therapy, rehab. You couldn't tell him nothing about it. You know why? Because he went to so many different ones. Every time you turned around, he was in and out of rehab, in and out of rehab, in and out of rehab. His wives, girlfriends, lovers, and all that shit, straight from rehab. Straight out of rehab. He spent a lot of time there. But he spent just as much time on the street getting high again and again and again and again and again. He really battled with addiction. But I think the reason that he battled with addiction for many of the years is because he just wasn't ready to get clean, stay clean, be clean. That's the real challenge of the whole thing. You got to be ready. In order for therapy or counseling or any of that shit to work, you have to believe in yourself. The counselor or the therapist is not going to be able to do shit for you if you treat them like a psychic instead of a psychologist. So if you go in there like, well, I don't have to tell you shit. Since you're the one with the degree, you got the DR in front of your name or whatever the case may be, go ahead, you tell me what's wrong with me and fix me while you at it. Oh, so you're not going to participate? Because and people do this way more often than you think. For example, we're talking about going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. You know how some people have children who have developmental problems or that have social problems in school. And sometimes a counselor or whatever may recommend that the child and the parents attend counseling together because they know that the child is having problems at home. There's some issue going on at home that is making life really, really tough for the child and is making the child act out. So require that the mother and or the father sit with the child and they all have like group therapy. And, you know, then the parents go in there and they like, first of all, ain't nothing wrong with my fucking child. You know, what they need is they ass whoop. Some parents, you already been whooping their ass. It's not working.
Yeah, well, I really, really, really need to whoop that ass because they not listening. It's not that the ass whooping not working. It's that they not listening to the ass whooping. They got a hard head, a hard ass. I thought a hard head made a soft ass. Well, I've been trying to soften it. It ain't soft yet. They get it from their father. He had a very, very, very shapely, hard ass. Did squats. But whatever the case may be. So, the parent is already has a defeatist attitude going into therapy. Like, I don't need this shit. You know what I mean? Concentrate on my daughter or concentrate on my son. They don't have nothing to do with me. Ain't nothing going on at the house that ain't going on in everybody's house. Everybody got their little problems. That don't have nothing to do with why he keep getting suspended. They don't have nothing to do with blah, 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 blah. They're in denial. So the counseling, the therapy is not going to work for the child and it's absolutely not going to work for the parent. And the only reason that it's not going to work for the child is because the parent is not participating in the way that is going to be conducive to the child getting any better. Why? Because they don't want to be there. And so they have checked out before they go in. So every time they have to go to that counseling, either they make an excuse not to show up, or when they go, it's like, and this body language just like this, and then like this the whole time. Right? Oh, hour's up. Okay. They in there the whole time. This is definitely body language that lets you know I'm not letting you in. This is me closing myself off to you. Yeah. Maybe. Could be. You know everything. Tell me. Hour's up. Time to go. Come on. See you next week. Going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. You don't want to fix that. What's up, Linda Richards? Thanks for coming through. Appreciate me some of you. We're talking about going to therapy for a problem that you do not want to fix. Going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. It's a real thing. TK Wright says, no one I know said lamping. Hey, there was so many New York slangs and different parts of different boroughs. Of course, no. Listen, I know where they definitely didn't say it, but I heard other rappers, only New York rappers, use the word lamp. And I was like, damn, so that's a real slang? I guess it was. Remember, I went to college with this boy, and he used this slang. He wouldn't tell us what it meant. And to this day, I still don't know. He said, why you over there catching blocks? He was like, you know what that mean? I was like, no, I don't know what it mean. What does it mean? Yeah, well, reason you don't know what it means because you ain't from New York. This nigga never went home. But he was, you know, he was proud. You know, that was in the New York proud days, you know, when in your mind, everything in the world centered around New York. That's what New York hip hop did. It made them believe that everything in the world centered around them. That's why the West Coast was like, and we're going to share with down south. See, if it wasn't for New Yorkers being so uppity, them New that down south hip hop would have never flourished, and then we would have still had regular slangs, and we would have still probably been dressing good and had hip shit. But no. Anyway, Robin Ming says, I knew a girl who was a registered nurse. She started smoking crack. The hospital she worked for sent her to a nice rehab, and she went back to work. She was ready. She was ready. But if she wasn't ready, guess what would have happened? She would have did just enough to be able to get a job back, and then she would have tried to keep getting high on the low, maybe feeling bad about it. I'm not saying that everybody still indulges and still uses
blatantly. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the struggle will be much harder if you're not trying to make the struggle easier by actually believing in yourself. Like, until you're ready, you're not ready. When you're ready, well, nothing in the world will stop you from getting ready. And that's just on drugs. We have other scenarios that we're going to talk about on this show that involve going to therapy when you're not ready. Now, that's why I was just talking about the case where your child may be having some developmental problems or some social problems in school or whatever, anger management, you know, anger problems and all that kind of stuff. And you know what's coming from the crib. You know what's coming from the crib. So you address the parents and you see where the problem is coming from. Like, this child is in trouble. This child is in crisis because of the family. They in crisis. It's serious. It's real serious. But the parents, they think that they okay, or they think that it's weak to go to therapy or counseling or whatever. So they just, whatever. No. Kids today just think they deserve everything and they ain't got to do nothing. And that's the problem. You know, kids today just spoil. Ain't nothing wrong with my son. Because ain't nothing wrong with me. You know, goddamn well, you got a history of mental illness and emotional trauma in your family history. You know, goddamn well, you got all kinds. You got suicides and homicides everywhere. All right. And abuse. But yeah. Can you imagine what a school counselor sees on a daily basis dealing with, you know, troubled youth? And that's whether you're in the urban area or in the suburbs. Even in rural areas, like, everybody in this town is pretty much related to each other, and they've all had children by each other. It's a West Virginia, Tennessee, and Kentucky massacre. Take me home, no, country road. Take me home to a place where I belong. West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home. Damn, Robbie Mink says she went to rehab 3 times and got fired. And she's still smoking and on an oxygen tank. Oh. Well, that story sort of took a different turn. But it happened. TK Wright says, how about those people who feel like the therapist don't know them, therefore they don't know anything? Exactly. That's what I was talking about when certain people go to therapy and be like, all right, since you the psychologist, tell me what's wrong with me. Fix me. So I can get back to work, so I can get my job back. So I can get off suspension, so I can get this check. Go ahead. Tell me what's wrong. Yeah, that's the same thing as you don't know me. You don't know what I've been through. Well, I'm not even sure if you understand what you've been through. You know what has happened to you and who did it, but I don't think you understand how it has affected you and why. Well, the job of the therapist is to try to bring you out of yourself so you can discover what your illness is. We're just trying to identify the symptoms of this problem so we can correct it if it's possible. But if you don't help me, I can't help you. So, you know, your insurance says we have to do this up until this time, and we can waste our time doing this shit and make absolutely no progress. It's not going to do. It will not be a blemish on my record. That's how some of the therapists are feeling. Like, look, I don't. As a therapist, I'm always on the brink of suicide.
And I'll be goddamn if you gonna take me over the edge. It's real shit. It's crazy.
You know, the suicide rate among psychologists is high as fuck. You can't take it anymore. Oh, yeah, TK writes in, I don't need someone else to mind my business. Lauren Sickle said, it's bleeding outside. You know what? See, we went to the same college, so he knows the New York niggas I'm talking about. It's bleeding out there. It's bleeding. It's bleeding out there. It's bleeding out there. It's bleeding out there. Hey, yo, for real, son, it's bleeding. DK writes it, catching blocks. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means, Gary? You know what that means, Gary? Gary, do you know what that means? When niggas be like, yo, why you over there catching blocks? Do you know what that means? Hell no, don't know what them New York niggas was talking about back in the day. But they was always talking. Couldn't shut New York niggas up for shit. Ain't really shit changed. You know, that nigga. Lon Segal says, I enjoy wearing skinny jeans on the weekend. Word size. Yo, don't listen to him. He would never do that. He would never do that. Worry not. Grits and wavy, your wavy, your grits. I said a grits and wavy. Wavy and grits. I said a grits and wavy. Wavy and grits. Thanks for coming on through. Thanks for being shit. Okay, now let's check this scenario out, right? Peak game, yo. All right. You know, many couples have issues related to their union, their relationships. You know, they may have had bouts with infidelity or lack of communication, anger issues, abuse, whatever the case may be. There are many times when couples get together and they get together, but they can't get it together. But they really love each other, and sometimes they wanna you know, go to counseling to try to save their marriage or save their love, save their relationship or whatever. So they go to counseling. Sometimes only one of the persons in that relationship actually wants to go to counseling. Because only one person in that relationship actually wants to save the marriage or save the relationship. The other person may not really want to save the shit, but there may be other mitigating circumstances that might make them go ahead and participate. Like maybe one person in the relationship is carrying the whole load financially. So they figure, I better go to counseling with this shit, but I ain't going to change shit because I don't really even want to be with this motherfucker or this hoe. But they are the one making it rain. And if I have to make it out here in life on my own without their financial assistance, then life will be extremely hard. So I think I better step my ass up into counseling. Yo, counselor. And yo, therapist, and yo, I'm going to do what I've got to do, and I'm going to let you go ahead and fix me too. Yeah, so I can keep this check and make sure that I show some respect. Check from the neck up, y'all know how it goes. Yo, I'm going to make sure I get this money, yo, and I don't want to lose my kids. I'm going to therapy, but I'm going to still slap up the bitch, see? Going to therapy, I mean, not go to therapy. There are plenty of couples who are just together and love each other, and maybe they want to be married one day, but for right now they're okay with their relationship, and they may have been with each other for a long time. I'm saying all this to say that there is a such thing as couples therapy. I'm going to couples therapy.
It's very interesting. And one thing I learned from going to couples therapy is that, well, I knew from going to therapy, you know, almost all my life, not consistently, but at different parts of my life, I know that if you don't open up and say how you're feeling, not just trying to point the finger and all of that, but saying exactly how you really feel, it doesn't work. You're just wasting your money. And when I was going to couples therapy, that's what I found out. I'm like, but I knew what it was like to be going to therapy for a problem that I didn't really want to fix. Because, you know, just keeping it real, I didn't really want to fix it. I was pretty much at the end of my rope. Like, my thing was, all right, I'm going to do this one last thing, because if this don't work, and it didn't work. And so we had to debt it. But I did go because I knew that she needed it. I don't mean that she needed it because she was crazy, because she was far from that. But she was hurt. She was scarred. And I had a lot to do with that. And I knew it. But nonetheless, I knew what it was like to go to therapy for a problem that I really didn't want to fix. I wanted her to get fixed. And I pretty much just wanted to keep doing whatever it was that I was doing without her. I was done. I was already done. Like, I knew that going in, there wasn't going to be too much that was going to happen that was going to make me, you know, have like a total change of heart. And it wasn't her fault. There was fault on both sides, but mostly me. But I was younger, and it was time to go. But rather than saying, "Listen, we don't need to go to couples therapy because I'm done," I was like, "Give this one more shot. Give it one more shot. Why not? Let's hook it up." So it's a real thing. Now, for me, that was personal, but I've seen it in other areas. Plenty of married couples go to marriage counseling. And some of them, I think, really believe that it can work. And if the two of them have not fallen out of love with each other, it can work and it should work. However, if one of them has fallen all the way out of love and have already decided, like, all right, I'll go to counseling if you pay for it. I ain't paying for that shit. Because first of all, I don't need it. You're crazy ass the one fucking need it. And I ain't going to get nothing out of it. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this for you. But that's going to be that. So it's a slippery slope. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you hit the like button. Sure. Hit the like button, baby. Daily Go Get Him is a show. Going to therapy for a problem that you don't want to fix. Going to therapy for a problem that you don't even want to fix. What's good? So, yeah, it could be a slippery situation. So, let's say a couple is going to
going to marriage counseling, but they don't want to stop cheating. They don't want to stop slapping, punching, kicking. Going to anger management, and you don't really feel like you're angry. You feel like people just bring that out of you. Like, no, I don't struggle with anger. I struggle with motherfuckers pissing me off all the time. I struggle with motherfuckers acting, trying to play me like I'm stupid or like I'm a sucker. I struggle with other motherfuckers asking me stupid ass questions or thinking that I'm soft. Yeah, I struggle with that. You hear people say that kind of shit, and they be dead fucking serious. They be dead serious. Like, I said, so what's good? What's good? So that's where we are with it. Pretty much, that's where we are with it. Going to counseling for a problem that you don't want to fix. It sounds like a waste of money. It sounds like a waste of time, but it's something that actually happens. You are no longer in love with your husband or your wife. But you like, shit. That motherfucker or that chick make 3 or 4 times my salary. And I kind of like running around here whipping this Benz. I like it. I like my ingrown pool. I like my four-car garage. I like this land. I like this 3 acres of land we living on. Yeah, I do. I like this school district that my kids go to or the private school that I send them to. Shout out to all of the parents back in the 70s and 80s that could afford to send their kids to private school. I guess we could probably still do it now, but don't it seem like totally out of bounds? Like for my people who went to private schools, whether you went to parochial school or straight up private school or Christian Academy or something. Ask yourself, how the fuck did my parents do that shit when it was other kids to feed? How did they come up with the money? And they did. And you think about it nowadays, like, it costs how much to go to Cardinal Doggerty? Your sister graduated from Cardinal Doggerty, but not you. Like, yo, ain't none of my kids going there. Roman Catholic. Parents be doing it this nowadays. How the fuck did they do it? You know, you talk about going to counseling for a problem that you don't want to fix. You know, what about these people who struggle with money management? Like, I gotta go to broke nigga rehab. Broke nigga rehab? They got that? Yeah. So what happens when you start getting better? You stop fucking your cash up. You don't miraculously become rich, but, you know. Maybe you stop getting drunk and making it rain in the club with the mortgage money and, you know, that kind of shit. Carol Chamberlain says, then you don't want to change. If you do and you care for the partner, then you go. But that's what I'm saying. You may not want to change. You may not think that you have a problem. Or, Carol, you just may not want to change for or with that person. You might not. Sometimes you can get to the point with someone where you don't want to be better for them or with them. But they might love you to death. Or they may not act like that. You don't want to go. I don't know what the fuck. You don't adore me. But you don't want me to go nowhere? Well, you know, it's like, I do adore you, you know. I adore you. I adore you like Prince, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I adore you like Prince and shit, you know. Until the end of time, I'll be there for you. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Narciso says, I've learned to recognize my role in the train wrecks I was involved with. Well, that's actually very, very big of you to acknowledge that you played a role. A lot of times people don't want to accept it. Yeah, well, I might could have done this, or I might could have did that, but I ain't do none of it. Well, but at the time, though, because nigga would have been, she wasn't, I mean, plus. I put a plus. I said plus. Plus, my mama had just died, and they should have been more sympathetic. And I was green as grass. I was green as grass. I didn't know no better. They should have took their time with me. But you was the one doing all the fucking up. But there were reasons. And they should have understood that shit. I was abused. Fuck you mean you was abused. I was abused. I was raped back in the day. How far back in the day? A long ass time ago. And I never really got past the shit. You know, I feel like I'm suffering from PTSD. Post-traumatic stress disorder? No. Pussies, thugs, suckers, and drugs. Bitch, what? I said I suffer from PTSD, pussy, thugs, suckers, and drugs. Pussy, thugs, suckers, and drugs. That's not PTSD. Last I looked, pussy starts with a P. Second time I looked, thugs starts with a T. Third time I looked, suckers starts with an S. And you know that drugs start with a D. Also, dick starts with a D. So if you want to replace drugs with dick, okay, PTS and the D. But sometimes the D is okay. You're a whore! Okay, wait. Check Cal Timber says, I had to, and I really don't know how I did it single and all. You realize you spelled two T-W-O? I mean, I guess I'm just supposed to overlook that. Like, you know, I don't even see that. You know, because you a good friend of mine, I'm just going to let that pass, huh? T-W-O, and that's supposed to mean two, which is T-O. And I don't mean Terrell Owens, Terrell Owens, but... I mean, how are you living, Carol? Really? Really? I mean, no, seriously. Really? That's how we doing it? Man, the things I excuse around here. Okay. No, I ain't crazy. I ain't crazy. No, it still says, her stupidity was surpassed by my blame drinking. Her stupidity was surpassed by my blame drinking. God damn, that's some deep shit. Yo, son, chill. Carol says, two as in the number of children. Nah. Wait a minute. I had two. Well, don't say nothing about, listen. You won't say, I don't see no comments with you talking about children. You probably just coming up with that. And Charlene, don't be taking up for Carol. Don't be doing that. I got a comment right up here with Carol talking shit. I'm going to show y'all. She needs to go to counseling. It says it right here. Where's the part where she started talking shit? She says, this tea I'm sipping is delish, Omar. That is an official tease. This tea I'm sipping is delicious, Omar. And let me tell you why she's saying it. Let me tell you why she's saying it. I'm going to tell you why she's saying it. She's saying it because she owes me this tea. You know, she owes me some tea, and she don't want to bring it by, or she does, but she want to hang it over my head and shit like, here, here you crackhead. I got some crack, but you can't have none. I got some crack, but you can't have none. I got some crack, but you can't have none. We can smoke all day and really have fun, but you can't have none. I got a lot. I got two back and a shot at you. You can't have none. You will say so what, and I'm not going to call you over. And it's over like robots. Yo, nobody's sober. Yeah. No, I don't. No, I don't. I re-upped on 4 jars today. Kyle Jingler says, that was the past. That was the past conversation about private schools. Listen, so you sent your kids to, you sent your kids to Catholic school? Or a regular private, or expensive ass private school. Your kids went to French Select. Okay, I told myself, I need more red clover. Can we trade? I think about it. Sure will. Got plenty of dandelion too, and mullein. Hold on, we ain't out of here just yet. We not out of here just yet. No, no. Let me get a second to record a minute to get in it. I'm going to sit back, relax, chill, and still win it. All right. Okay. Yes, sir. Catholic school through high school. Wow. So, see... Okay, but the thing is, at the time you did it, it was halfway affordable. Like, it's a, okay, let me see. Let's see. Let me see if they have it. Let me see if they have it on here. Let me see if they got it on here. How much is tuition to go to Roman Catholic High School in Philadelphia?
According to RomankaVillages.com, Josephine C. Connolly Achievement Award. The Josephine C. Connolly Achievement Award is a 4-year tuition grant presented to 8th grade students currently attending Philadelphia Parish or Regional Catholic Elementary Schools who best demonstrate the value of a Catholic education by striving to achieve their full academic potential.
Nobody asked you that shit. How much it costs? Tuition and financial aid. Hold on. Hold on. All right, 2020 to 2021 tuition. Now, Barbara Hill Cissé, she sent her son to Roman Catholic. I could have just asked her. Okay, hold on. 2020 and 2021 tuition. Freshman tuition, $8,050. School fees, $1,400. I guess maybe to get a laptop or something like that and stuff. Total cost, $9,450. It gotta be more than that, don't it? But wait a minute, that ain't cheap. You know what? College is so high now that I'm thinking like, hey, $10,000. Get the fuck out of here. So if it costs that much now, imagine how much it had to be before. I'm talking about as far as it must have been way lower years ago, but the cost of living was also lower, so people got paid a lot lower. But $94.50. So I don't know if you pay that over the course of a year. Because that's still kind of a lot of money. We're talking about almost
Well, excuse me, person. I'm doing a show right now. So yeah.
So that's not $1,000 a month. But you're looking at about $800. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, about $800 a month.
If you're making $30,000 a year, that's like totally out of the question because you're not bringing home no $30,000. You're making $40,000. I still say it's out of the question because that's almost a quarter of your income, and that's not your take-home income. I don't know. What do y'all think?
I'm like, this is right because this says 2020 to 2021. That's current. I hate to say it, but it's not that bad. Wait a minute. And this is for Roman Catholic?
Yeah.
Roman Catholic High School. Oh, I'll be goddamn. All right. I sure learned something today. I'm shocked. Shocked.
Carol Chamberlain says, true, Omar, I couldn't do it today.
I don't know, Carol. You might be able to.
Shit, with that little bit of money, I shouldn't say, but you understand what I'm saying. I'm thinking like, yo, shit probably like high. Because Roman Catholic is a very popular high school. All boys. Well, shit. I know a few people who went to West Catholic. Let me see how much that shit is. That shit's still standing. You know, them priests didn't molest themselves out of, molest the school down into closing. Let's see. Oh, boy. Hold. But speaking of
according to RomainKabilich.com, Josephine C. Connolly Achievement
speaking
Award.
Priest, though.
The Josephine C. Connolly Achievement Award is a four-year tuition grant presented to 8th grade students currently attending Philadelphia.
How much does it cost to go to West Catholic High School in Philadelphia?
According to WestCatholic.org, we award financial aid and scholarships to 95% of our families each year, amounting to over $2 million in tuition.
Out of here. How much? Now, it says 2020-2021 tuition payment schedule. Now, Queen Monica went to this school. Let me see how... Okay. Now it says. Oh, shit. Is this around the same as Roman Catholic? Now, wait a minute. Oh, it's cheaper. It's cheaper if you have a number of, you know, like multiple students going. So if you only have one child, it says charges. Okay, the tuition is $8,050. With school fee, $1,100, so it's $9,150. $300 short of Roman Catholic. I'm getting me an education today. Hey, yo, Queen Monica, what's good? Yeah, I mean, so $91.50. I'm thinking, you know, these cats is balling. And they paying. And, you know, years ago, that would have been an awful lot of money. I wonder how much they've gone up over the years. But I don't want to spend too much time there. But, you know, since we're talking about Catholic schools, think about those priests who have been convicted or accused
of molestation. Now, you know, the Catholic Church doesn't want to send any of them to counseling because they don't want to acknowledge the fact that it's true. So they've had to deal with a whole lot of sweeping things under the rug. And I'm sure that some of them have needed counseling. But instead of the counseling that they probably should have gotten, they probably just used the priest. Oh, just come over here to confession and you'll be all right. And as much as I hate to say this, confession does have a lot of the ingredients that are employed in regular therapy. Because they, you know, they believe that the truth will set you free. And there is a freeing element. There is an emotionally freeing element that goes along with purging yourself. But of course, everybody doesn't want to purge themselves. So, you know, going to confession and not really confessing is probably what I would do, because I'm not telling no nut ass priest all my shit, all my dirt, so he can probably go get off on some kids. And I don't mean a diss, you know, priest like that, because I know they not all nasty. But shit, what you? Most of them nasty. Something a man ain't supposed to not be able to fuck, because he think a guy gonna kill him. Carol Shane says, and mine was times two. I hear you, Cass. Narcio says, I just thought of a country song entitled "My Give a Damn Is Broke." Wow, who sings that? TK Wright says, that's not as expensive compared to other schools. It's not. I'm shocked. Because these are the better schools. These are the better Catholic schools. They used to have a bunch of Catholic schools. You could just, you know what I mean? Like, people in the projects used to send their kids to Catholic school. You're like, you live in the projects, but your kids go to Catholic school? Because it used to be cheaper if you could, like, if the child was Catholic, or should I say if you were Catholic, you know, it gave you a hell of a discount. Carol Chamberlain says, but that's just freshman year or the entire time, because the tuition does go up every year. According to this, John, it didn't go up. This didn't. Yeah, this didn't indicate anything about freshman, sophomore, junior, or senior. So, for one child, your monthly payment would be $831 at West Catholic. Oh, look at this. Charges per child for Votech Skills Center, $621. Is that aside from the is that in addition to the tuition, I wonder? Fuck it. I'm bringing my baby to Philly, and I'm going to send her to Catholic school. You going to go to Catholic school for the last 2 years of your... You know what I mean? In fact, Catholic school for the last 3 years of her high school experience. Like, yo, dirts every day. Fuck. That was crazy. I didn't see this coming. This is wild, son. This is real wild. If your school's parish is poor, is a poor or smaller parish, the money changes. Okay. Yo, says my son went to Mercy Vote. Oh, really? Right up there on Allegheny and sort of like Allegheny where Allegheny and Hunting Park meet, huh? Yeah. of expensive from what I understand. You made a little bit of money in your career, huh, Carol? That's where all the shopping money. That's why you got all that shopping money left over. I knew you was rich. I'm only talking that broke shit. I thought you was one of those lazy Aquarians. No, you was more on that Oprah shit. Now I see. Right. Stop messing with you. But yeah. That shit going on with those priests and when you really think about the children that were affected by those molestations, those rapes and that sexual abuse. You know, I'm sure many of them either went to counseling and didn't want to open up or did go to counseling. Or did want to open up, but maybe didn't want to open up about that. Like, yeah, something's wrong with me, but I can't tell you exactly what it is for real, but I'll tell you this other thing. Carol Chambers says, no, I sacrifice for my babies. Yeah, it sounds good. I can read between the lines. I know what it is. You went to the Eric movie theaters instead of the Budco movie theaters. I know what it is. You went to the Eric movie theaters instead of the Budco movie theaters. That's probably where you saw Blade Runner or the Deer Hunter. Star Wars. Sophie's Choice. Let's Do It Again, Uptown Saturday Night. Oh, you probably saw that around the way at the Bandbox. Or up there, Broad Street, the Esquire. Oh, over to Cheltenham Avenue and the Earl Inn. Yeah. Floor sticking. Oh, you went out West Philly on 40th Street. And now it's my time to do me. Hell no, we rented tapes. Oh, I get it. So you rented your tapes from West Coast Video instead of Arrows. That was you saying. You went. You ran into tapes from West Coast Video instead of Arrows. Or got bootleg tapes. Yeah. I hate you. Remember, number five will always love you. Oh, let me get up out of here, man. We're doing this show like it ain't never going to end. Let's get on about it. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious January 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. Audrey Smith turning 57 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Fayetta Dozier turning 51 years old today. And Elizabeth Brown. Turning 60 years old today, the big 6-0. Happy birthday. Hey. And Paula Harris turning 44 years old. Bow, 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 bow. Yeah. What's up now? Happy birthday to you. And Marlaikar Perez La Loca turning 27 years old today. And also Pia Lang turning 43 years old today. And Letitia Green And Akifa Hadia Deaton turning 48 years old today. And also my man, go get her, Clint C. Brantley. That's my dude. Happy birthday to you. And he's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Happy birthday to you. And last but certainly not least, my man, going all the way back to the 1982, Owen Rogers. His mom was the math teacher at the school. Owen had it going on with the juice. He got out of a lot of shit, but that's still my man. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday with this glorious, glorious, glorious January 8th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn. The damn. The rock out. Rock on it. The damn. Rock out. Rock on it. Do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, hold on. Let me tell y'all something funny about Owen Rogers, man. You know what? I told y'all that his mom was the math teacher at my school. So he used to get out of a lot of shit because his mom, you know, it was a small school. Everybody knew each other. And so sometimes he didn't have to go to class. But he always passed and did well. Not because he, you know, necessarily was doing shit. Not that he was dumb, because he wasn't. But he got away with shit because he had the juice. But because Owen was our age, we went over each other's houses and shit like that. And he lived in Germantown. He lived right around the way. Well, sort of like in Brickyard. Sort of. On the other side of Wayne Avenue. I remember I'm going over Owen's house. And his mom. His mom wore a wig. Now, don't get me wrong, I think that his mom is probably passed now. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace, Miss Rogers. And you know, she was rough. She was rough, you know what I'm saying? But she was nice when all was said and done. But imagine how it is, your math teacher who passes or fails you in school, and she was a real black woman, ratchet, all that old crazy shit. You go over your friend's house, who is your math teacher's son. And you go over there, and, you know, he bringing us over the crib like it ain't nothing, because that's his mom. He ain't looking at it like, you know, that's my math teacher. That's his mom. But she over there, she chilling, relaxing. She got a wig. She don't have on a wig. You know, when we went back to school that day, the next day, like, yo, Owen. Yo, Miss Rogers. Miss Rogers wore the wig, and yo, we caught her out the wig. She got no hair, son. Yo. Sorry about that, but rest in peace, Miss Rogers. She was older than my mom. She must have had Owen when she was late. She must have had Owen when she was kind of up there in years, maybe in the 40s. And because she had to be in her 50s when we was 12 and 13, 7th to 8th grade. But I just wanted to put you on that little story. Because I remember that shit was funny. Like, talking all that shit. Yo, if I don't get an A on my next math test, you know what I mean? I'm coming through with the photos. Imagine if we had the camera phones back. Woo! All right. Like I said, good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen. You know, if you want to go to counseling, the only way counseling is ever going to work is if you're ready to make it work, if you're ready to make the change, if you're ready to do better, if you're ready to take the next step, go to the next level and get to the next phase. That's the only way it's going to work. It's not going to work any other kind of way. Psychologists are not psychics, and even psychics can't tell you exactly how you're feeling. They can just kind of, you know, tell you other kind of shit. You know? At least they claim to. You know, they go by their intuition, their instincts. And they do the things with the cards. Tarot! Some of them. But when we're talking about your psychological makeup, and you know your history, you know what you've been through, you know what you've done, you know how you feel. Or do you? Because it's not always as easy as that. It's not always a slam dunk. But I would say, unless they are your children or somebody that you're not romantically linked to, don't waste your time trying to change for somebody that you don't even want to be with. Change for yourself if you know that you want better and you want to do better. You know that you have some things that are keeping you from getting farther in life. Go ahead and get the therapy. Talk it out. You'd be amazed at what a change in your mental and emotional makeup can do for you, future-wise. I want y'all to have a good night, man. I had a good night. I had an all right day. I ain't mad at it. Anything all right. Y'all chill, though. I see y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love you right back to life. Love is love, baby. So let me get y'all out of here. Blog talk. I'm going to release y'all first. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. The Daily Go Get a Mism Show. We here every day. And I mean every single day, every single day, every day. Hey, 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 hey. Peace, blog talk.